Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. When ducks wake up in the morning, they always say good day. When ducks wake up in the morning, they always say good day. Quack, 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 that is what they say. Quack, 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 that is what they say. When you leave this place, I'm talking about when you leave this earth, whether you go up or down, this is the quietest place you're ever going to be in. Do you understand? Everybody just acts all, you know, wants to act all dignified, worried about what people think. You know, Lord, what I'm going to ask is that you would just deliver all my friends. Now, I may not be their friend, but they're my friend, Lord. So I'm just asking that you would deliver everybody in this place from the baloney of the brethren and the sisters, where they just be delivered, where they wouldn't even worry about what other people think about them. Doesn't matter if they're all dressed in pink or whatever. We don't care. We just care what God thinks. Because, you know, that's the only one that's truth. All the rest of it, it's like, it doesn't matter. A lot of people, they have problems. It's because of woundedness in their own life, because they've had rejection. And if you've been rejected, we have a tendency to turn around and reject. If we've been judged, we turn around and judge. Anybody else getting this? Okay. So, Lord, here's what you want to say. Lord, please deliver me. I'm sorry. Do you want to get delivered or you want to stay in your junk? Okay, then say it with me, okay? It's called cooperation. Ready? We're going to do it together, okay? Lord, please deliver me from my stinking thinking and the baloney of the brethren and the sisters. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you just invited him. Now, you see, there's stuff that we can't do. Religion is always about you got to perform, you got to do something. But relationship realizes that in our weakness, his strength can be completed. Okay? Because it's Christ in you, Colossians 1:27. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, it's Jesus in you. You know, people tell me all the time, oh, on the phone, oh, you blessed me. I said, well, you must have come in contact with Jesus, because Harvey without Jesus makes me nauseous. I know he'd make you nauseous. I get on my own nerves. Okay? But it's Jesus that I like being in contact with. How about you? So, Jesus, we just want to welcome you here. Thank you for just loving us so much that you just showed up. And we just say thank you. Now, as leader, what we want to do is turn this time over to you. Lord, whatever it is you're wanting to do, this is your house, your day, your people, your word, your spirit. I got a clue. It's all about you. So what we're going to do is just whatever you want to do is what we want. Doesn't matter what we want what you want. And Jesus, I'm just asking that each one today, that you would impart your life, that each one today would be like a little bird with her mouth wide open and just say, I want you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Please come and fill me. Please come and fill me. And I'm just asking that you would just come and fill the hearts. And Lord, those that didn't do that, I'm asking you would touch them and make them hungrier and thirstier, even to the point of desperateness. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love that music already. Hey, open your Bible to Matthew 22, would you? Real quick. Matthew 22. Verse 34. And then when we're done with this passage, we're going to go to John chapter, I think it's 13:35, if I remember correctly. You ready? But when the Pharisees, when we started this church, by the way, my wife's going to come make these announcements. But just so you know, so you can go ahead and start adjusting to it. Today and next Sunday is the last time we're having service in this building. Today and next Sunday. We've been having service here for 5.5 years. But when we started this church against my will 5.5 years ago, about 3 weeks into it, God said, "Do you know what kind of church this is?" Now understand, this is our 10th church. We started from scratch. And I'm like, "No, Lord, I don't know what kind of church this is. What kind of church is it?" And He said, "It's called a relationship church." That's why we're looking at Matthew 22, 34 to 40. Because whenever God talks to me and tells me stuff, I always ask Him, "Chapter and verse, please. Where's that in the Bible?" Because that's what He says to me. So, when I go to give Him answers, I go, "Chapter and verse, please." He says, "I don't need your opinion." So, verse 34, you ready? "But when the Pharisees had heard that He had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked Him a question, tempting Him, hang on, and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto him," you want to know the great commandment? "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Loving God. And then loving your neighbor. Loving God. And as you're hanging out with God, as we've said, you become like, how's it end? You become like who you associate with. I'm sorry, say it with me. You become like who's, okay, let's say it again. You become like, that was pretty good, but I didn't hear Eric, so let's all say it. You become like, okay, you got that a little louder. I'm not sure you got it yet. You become like, that's right. So if you hang out with God, guess who you become like? And you know what? You can't help but talk about what you're full of. And that's what comes out of you, is what you're full of. So what we learn to do here is how to hang out with God. This isn't a come to church for once a week for an hour or two or 10 or however long we do it. This is like learning how to hang out with Jesus. Turn over to John chapter 13, verse 35, please. If you have a Bible, open it up. If you don't, then scooch over next to somebody that does, or somebody that has one, scooch over. John 13, 35. Oh, yeah, I better turn there. Okay, we'll call it John 13, 35. Are you there? "By this shall..." Oh! "By this shall all men know that ye are the disciples of Jesus, if ye have love one to another." Why don't you stand up, and why don't you just let God love somebody near you? Could you do that? Stand up, just talk to each other. Pretend you like each other. Let God flow. Thank you.
Begin. Let's all stand up this morning. Seems how the Holy Spirit's already here. Yeah. Amen. Already. Already. So I don't know if I'm going to like last too long up here because there's something going on in me today. Like I'm just, wow. Anyway.
Hello.
Check.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Just make sure everybody works. So. Get off the side so you guys can come up here if you want. We're going to open with Hallelujah today. Everybody know Hallelujah song? Hallelujah. Oh, you don't know that song? Okay.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is mystery, how you can give me.
Thank you. You are ravenous for us.
Sing a song of separation. Lift up a shout of praise for the bridegroom to come. The glory is gone and gone. We will look on His face. We will go to a much better place.
Sing that again.
Sing a song of celebration. Lift up a shout of praise for the bridegroom will come. The glory is gone. And Lord, we will look on His face. We will go. Does not
Presence during that worship. Why? Why not? He is so awesome. You know, he's not someone who can be understood. He's someone who has to be experienced. His love, his goodness, his gentleness, it's just amazing, amazing. It satisfies that hunger, that emptiness. You are created by Him. You are created in His image. And you're created for a purpose. If you don't know who you are in God, you're missing your own life. You're missing your own self. The revelation of you that can only be found in Him. If you're not hungry, if you're a little bit nervous, I'd like you to pretend. Pretend that you're 4 years old. Because they're not scared, you know. They just come into a room of other four-year-olds and go, hey, hi, you want to be my friend? You know, so just pretend you're 4 years old, and we're all 4 years old, because most of us who know the Lord are kind of, you know, 4 years old. We're all free. We're not afraid to have fun, to just warm up to somebody. So just pretend you're in preschool, daycare, and get free. If you need Him, if you are not experiencing Him, go sit down. It's not your turn. If you are not experiencing Him, put your hand on your own spirit. Your spirit's in your belly, in case you didn't know. Put your hand on your own spirit and say, God, I need to hunger for You. I need to want you. I'm cold and dead. I'm an old dead fish. Wake me up. Stir me up. Get hungry. So if you're already hungry and you'd like to experience more of God, while they're worshiping, why don't you just come up here and somebody will pray with you. Why don't you just come up here and fall down on the ground and lay out before Him and say, here I am. I'm all yours. Come. I want you. Fall down on your knees. I can't do either one of those, you know, because I got bad knees. But come up here and hunger for Him. Let us pray for you. And if you're not there yet, you know, we're just going to keep on working on you all day long. So when you're ready.
Take us down to the holy place where the light turns into day. Take us in to the holy place where our eyes can see your face. Take us in where we can touch your ground and faith embraced by mercy. Take us in. Take us in to the holy place where your presence is our treasure. Take us in to the holy place where our worship gives you pleasure. Take us in where we can know you like you wanted us to know you. Take us in where we can worship you in the spirit and in truth. And we will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you, oh Lord. And we will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you. Take us in to the holy place where the light turns into day. Take us in to the holy place where our eyes can see your face. Take us in where we can touch your garment, faith embraced by mercy. Take us in where we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And we will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you, oh Lord. And we will worship you. We will worship you. We will worship you, oh Lord. Well, that's our choice.
confess that you are good. You are good. You are good. We confess that you are good. For your hand of mercy to heal me, I am weak. I need your love to free me. Oh Lord, my rock, my strength in weakness, come rescue me. Your hand of mercy to heal me. I am weak. I need your love to free me. Oh Lord, my rock, my strength in weakness, come rescue me. Oh Lord. Your promise never fails me, and my desire is to follow you forever. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. For you are good, for you are good. For you are good to me.
Stand up! Please! You can stand!
God, we honor you. We respect you, God. We say that you are good. You are good. You and you alone are good. I cry out for your hand of mercy to heal me. I am weak. I need your love to free me. You are our rock, oh Lord, our rock, our strength in weakness, come rescue us, oh Lord.
Now shout!
You are my home.
You're my home.
Your promise never fails me, and my desire is to follow you forever. You are my home. Your promise never fails me. And my desire is to follow you forever. For you are good. For you are good. For you are good. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good to me.
nervous.
Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good.
You.
Jesus, you're good. Jesus, you're good. Jesus, you're good to me. Jesus, you're good. Jesus, you're good. Jesus, you're good to me. For you are good. Your daily bread, God. For you are good to me. Our daily bread, you are good. For you are good. For you are good to me. Day after day, day after day, day after day. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good to me. Day after day, day after day. Yes, you are good to me. Day after day, day after day. Yes, you are good to me. God, we trust you. You will provide for us as we seek your face. You will provide for us as we seek your face. You will provide for us. You are my hope. Your promise never. Desire is to follow you forever. For you are good. For you are good. For you are good to me. For you are good. For you are good. For you are good to me. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good to me. Jesus, you're good. Jesus, you're good. Jesus, you're good to me. Day after day, day after day. Yes, you are good to me. Day after day, day after day. Yes, you are.
Unforgiveness between you and him. Because you know, when we are walking in unforgiveness, we cannot be thankful. And that's what we need to get into his presence. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Oh, and you may not realize it, so go before him and ask him, do I need to forgive somebody? Oh, I've already forgiven them. Oh, but have you? Have you? You've forgiven yourself for your response when they hurt you, because he is worthy to be praised. He forgave us. So now we can also forgive others. We can forgive ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you for restoring our relationship. Not only with you, but with others. Thank you, Jesus. We're thankful. We're thankful.
your healing and your ability to heal.
Exalt the Lord our God. And worship at His feet. Exalt the Lord our God.
Oh,
over empty space. Said, let there be light in the dark and formless world. Your light was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts. Said, let there be light to a dark and hopeless world. Your Son was born. You spread out the skies over empty hearts. Said, let there be light to a dark and formless world. Your life was born. A dark and hopeless world, your Son was born. Made the world and saw that it was good. You sent your only Son, for you are good. What daily provision, God, for us, for our forgiveness, to make us right with the Father. Whispers of how great you are. No eye has fully seen how beautiful the cross, and we have only heard the faintest whispers of how great you are. Wonderful maker.
God, with your strength, in your Father's heart, you gave yourself for us. And yet we've only heard the faintest whispers of your love. God, open our ears to hear more of you.